The late great Russian author Fyodor Dostoevsky was, among other things, a compulsive gambler. Hounded by debt and creditors, he struggled with his gambling addiction for much of his life. In his semi-autobiographical novel, titled The Gambler, Dostoevsky writes this of the passionate flush of gambling: "I was possessed by an intense craving for risk. Perhaps passing through so many sensations, my soul was not satisfied, but only irritated by them, and craved still more sensation, and stronger ones, till utterly exhausted." Well, given that tortured history, it came as a shock to Fyodor Dostoevsky's great-grandson, Dmitry, to learn that his great-grandfather's image is being used on Russian lottery tickets. Dmitry Dostoevsky has sued a nationwide sports lottery, and today he told us why.
Every Russian who has read the work of Dostoevsky, as well as any people in the world who have read him, know that he was fighting the gambling passion. To me, it seems like a dirty advertising trick built on the fact that he was trying to overcome his gambling addiction.
So you feel that your great-grandfather's addiction to gambling is being exploited here?
Absolutely. His passionate nature that led him to gamble and lose actually turned out to be a positive outcome for him, because he realized that the only way to improve his financial situation was through writing, and he stopped. He quit gambling completely.
I assume that the people running the lottery would consider putting your great-grandfather's image on these tickets to be a great tribute to him, to his role in Russian culture.
I think if somebody wanted to pay homage to Fyodor Dostoevsky, the right thing to do is to create more libraries and name them after him, and also maybe name some charitable venues after him. That would be appropriate, but not to put his image on a lottery ticket.
Mr. Dostoevsky is having your great-grandfather's picture on these lottery tickets, given his history of gambling himself. Is this a painful thing for your family?
Well, of course it's painful, but what is important is that he overcame his addiction to gambling and that in his work he wrote about the light that exists in the soul of people. And that was important to me. He was pretty heroic to overcome his addiction, and to me it seems that it is unfair to exploit the sin that he was able to overcome.
Mr. Dostoevsky, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you. All the best.
Speaking with us from St. Petersburg, Dmitry Dostoevsky, great-grandson of Fyodor Dostoevsky. He's seeking 200,000 rubles, that's about $7,000, from Russia's sports lottery Chesnaya Igra for the unauthorized use of the author's image on lottery tickets.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.